It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. We turn now to the artist Peter Brune. His latest work emerged after a terrible tragedy in his family when their 24-year-old daughter, Elisif, died of a heroin overdose in February of 2014. Peter has developed a project called the New Day Campaign, which uses art to address the stigma surrounding addiction. The campaign began in October. It includes 16 art exhibitions and 63 public events, several of which are happening over the next few days. One of the exhibitions is at Stevenson University. It's a multi-prong installation by Peter Brune that includes visual art, sound, and light, entitled Elisif's Story. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. It's good to be here.
And as I told you at the time that Elisif passed away, our sincere condolences to you and your family. It's been a terrible time for you, hasn't it?
It's been quite a ride the past almost 2 years, yeah.
Heroin addiction is on the rise nationwide, and here in Maryland, it was an issue in the gubernatorial campaign. Governor Hogan brought it to the fore of his campaign and has continued to concentrate on it. We think of, or used to think of, heroin addiction as something that was endemic in urban communities, the Wire, the Corner, that kind of thing. But of course, it is statewide here in Maryland, and nationally, it's in rural areas, suburban areas. Your daughter grew up in a loving home. She did not have any of the problems that many people in urban environments face who are also facing addiction. She didn't have food insecurity. She didn't have housing insecurity. She was loved and, comforted and paid attention to by you and your wife and your whole family. What were your aspirations for this particular project that's been inspired by her passing?
I think the most significant thing that inspired the New Day campaign is when Elisif died, what I abhorred was the thought of judgment and viewing Elisif as weak and immoral, because addiction arises not out of weakness and immorality, but a whole complex of things that has nothing to do with character. So I wanted to challenge that notion and humanize those who face not just addiction but mental illness as well.
So your exhibition at Stevenson called Elisif's Story includes 24 paintings that you did, one for every year of Elisif's life. It also includes an audio track of various people talking about Elisif. Here's a clip of her grandmother, her maternal grandmother, your wife's mom, Susan Auchincloss, talking about Elisif Brune.
I think that where she could have made good choices and didn't, it wasn't that she was making bad choices. It was that she didn't feel that she had a choice. There just seemed to be one avenue that was really open to her, and that's the one she took.
That's Susan Auchincloss speaking about her granddaughter, Elisif Brune, who died from a heroin overdose in 2014. Dr. Robert Bruner joins us on the phone from his home in Clarksville. He's the director of addiction treatment services at the Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center and an expert on substance use disorder. Dr. Bruner, welcome to the program. Tell us, this notion of choice when it comes to substance abuse and substance use disorder, how does it play into that condition?
Well, people often question whether choice is a relevant variable or even concept in people who suffer from substance use disorder. And my best answer to it is yes, people make choices both before they develop substance use disorder and they make choices after the onset of substance use disorder. The problem is the disorder changes both inside their brain and body and changes their outside, their environment, in ways that it seems hard to understand or predict. And the relevant aspect here is that not all possibilities are equally reinforcing to people. Some of the options have more reinforcing value than others, and one of the things we work on with our patients is what their current reinforcers are and what we can do to change the reinforcers so that we can get them to behave in ways that frankly, are better for them and certainly better for everyone around them. There's a whole field called behavioral economics that helps us understand this choice process. And one of the big terms is something called delayed discounting. And the basic principle is the farther out in time the reinforcer is from the point of action, the less reinforcing value it has. So if I offered somebody $100 today or $100 a month from now and gave them a choice, virtually 99.9% of people I offered these choices to would pick the $100 today. However, if I offered them $100 today versus $1,000 in a month, most would in fact pick the $1,000 in a month. Most would. One group that would likely pick the $100 still are people who suffer from substance use disorder, because the disorder affects parts of the brain where emotion and reward in decision making is regulated.
So, Peter Bruhn, you're having an event on Saturday, and there's this long list of artists and authors. I mean, it's almost like a dozen people or something who are going to contemplate these issues in an event. This is a medical condition. It's a disorder. It's a public health crisis. In 2014, more people died in the city of Baltimore from heroin overdose than died from homicide. And Dr. Lena Nguyen of the Public Health, the Public Health Commissioner here, is addressing it in various ways. If this is a medical issue, if it's a public health issue, what do artists have to say about this, and why should we take what you have to say about it and your other colleagues in this endeavor? Why should we be paying attention to that?
Sure, because as Dr. Bruhner points out, those with substance use disorder make choices both before having a substance use disorder as well as when they do. And I think we all exist in a spectrum of choice, and we all exist in a spectrum of addictive tendencies and abilities to think through these issues. And folks are on the spectrum.
Artists included.
Absolutely. Yeah. And these are artists who have thought deeply about this particular issue because of their own lived experience.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the time we have today, but I appreciate both of your insights into this very, very difficult problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The artist Peter Bruhn is the founder and director of the New Day Campaign. Dr. Robert Bruhner is the director of addiction treatment services at Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. The New Day Campaign includes events in 8 different series related to the subject of addiction. For example, tonight at 7 o'clock, Peter Bruhn and Sharon Strauss, another parent who has lost a child to addiction, will speak at the McDonough School in Baltimore County. And on Saturday, Peter, Dr. Bruhner, and several others will be part of an event called Mental Illness, Addiction, and Choice, an Exploration. It will be held at Stevenson University from 1 to 5:30 Saturday afternoon. There are many, many more related events scheduled throughout the rest of this month. We've got a link to all of the New Day campaign events on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.